Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. I am lucky to be here today. I almost didn't make it here today. We have Newark Mayor Cory Booker standing by in a few minutes. We'll talk about the crisis in his city and what he's doing about it. But literally, today is the only day since I've been doing this show that I wasn't sure I could get here to our studios near City Hall. My A train from Upper Manhattan went out of service at 59th Street around 7 o'clock this morning due to water on the tracks. And they told me to take the number one, then that went out. Then I tried to hail a cab at Columbus Circle for about 45 minutes. As they said in old Brooklyn, forget about it. Then I started walking across town to get the Lexington line, and a transit worker told me that was out too. Finally, a miracle happened. A livery car carrying one of my producers, who was stuck in the same mess, happened to cruise right by me as I was walking east on 59th Street. The producer saw me, and away we went down the FDR Drive in the nick of time. And I suspect many of you can relate if you were trying to get to work or anywhere so far this morning. Now, this could be just one of those things that happens after a freak downpour, or as some people are suggesting, this could be yet another symptom of our aging infrastructure or even global warming. And with me briefly right now, before we go to Newark and Mayor Booker, is the Daily News columnist known as Gridlock Sam, also known as former New York City transportation official Sam Schwartz. Sam, thanks for coming on with us for a couple of minutes this morning. Hi.
You're welcome, Brian.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
This is really disappointing. Our transit system should be running during a time like this. It's the roads that I expect to get flooded, but I've never seen anything like this on our transit system.
And the mayor has just said things are starting to get back to normal, but I don't think I've ever heard a mayor of New York City say, don't try to ride the subways right now because they're just not working anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, we will lose our competitive edge, and I was listening in your opening. Yes, I think this is a sign of not taking care of our infrastructure. When the Times Square shuttle, which stays entirely underground, goes out of service during a downpour, something is radically wrong.
People are thinking about the steam pipe near Grand Central. People are thinking about the bridge in Minnesota. People are wondering if this is a sign of our aging infrastructure and not enough money having gone into our aging infrastructure. And yet we hear just the opposite about the subways, that things were so bad in the 80s and now they've been shorn up.
Well, absolutely. Things are much better in the subway than they were in the 80s. And this wasn't just the subways. PATH, and it looks like an infrastructure problem on PATH. Signal system went out on PATH, and I'm not sure exactly why. It's a little too early to tell. But nonetheless, there are some of the what I call the mop and pail type infrastructure improvements that often get overlooked, and that's cleaning those drain systems, making sure those water pumps are working, getting debris off the tracks because the debris then clogs the drainage system. It's some very simple things. It's not so much a matter of money. It's a matter of religion. You have to be religious about preventive maintenance, or it'll come back to bite you like it did today.
You know, I got to go because we're keeping Mayor Booker waiting, but I've even heard a theory from a science reporter I know that one of the early casualties of global warming in New York that we don't think about much would be the subways, because they're underground and rising sea levels would swamp them, causing unbelievable expense to keep shoring them up. Do you think?
I'd like to take a look at that. If that's the true, it's really worrisome, and we've got to redo our underground infrastructure to make sure that doesn't happen.
All right. We will come back to this later in the program. Sam Schwartz, Gridlock Sam from the Daily News, thanks a lot for coming on briefly with us. In short, folks, still things all bollocksed up on the subways all around town, on the commuter rails. There's flooding in various spots on the LIE, on the Van Wyck. There are delays at all the airports. And the best thing to do is check on the particular situation in your area. And that's the best we can tell you right now. We'll give you as many specifics as we can as we go along here this morning.